ripe fruit. One of the friends, who was commander of his squadron, brought two fighters with him. As fate would have it, they were medical students and didn't come to the front line via legal manners. The corporation didn't issue card and dog tag for them. Now he turned to me to help them in this matter, but he forgot I'm stricter. They have to go and return here with legal registration, I said. They got disappointed. One of them turned towards Qibla. O Lord, behold that I have come to sacrifice myself in defending Islam, but this man tells us we cannot, he said. When he said this man, my body shivered. I told myself, who are you to dictate something to someone who came all this way here? He wanted to leave, and I thought I have to find a way to eat my word. Let's make a deal, I said. He stopped. What kind of deal? He replied. Intercession, I said. He asked what that meant. I told them, if something happened to them, I was responsible, and it was likely I would be questioned. I would shoulder the responsibility in this world, and they should intercede in the other in return. They accepted. I asked others to witness that they promised to intercede for me in the afterlife. We shook hands. I wrote a letter saying, in the name of God, please issue cards and dog tags for these two men. It went so. A few days later, there was an operation. The following day, my friend, who was a commander, came with dusty face and eyes as red as blood. What happened to our under-contract friends? I asked. Mortar, he replied. I asked what that meant. He was on the verge of crying. A mortar shell hit one of them directly. There's nothing left of him to return to his family, not even powder. He was ready to be martyred, just like ripe fruit ready for the picking. He was right. On that day, the tears of his wet eyes showed he was not going to survive.